that. Let's see, what are we doing next?
That sound good to you, Joey?
He's next.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. Our economy reclaimed 1.76 million jobs in July, better than some estimates of 1.6 million. The leisure and hospitality sector responsible for
about one third of the total gain in non-farm payrolls. Employment in food services and drinking places up by more than 500,000, 502,000.
Fox's Dagan McDowell says despite the gains,
employment in food services and drinking places is still down by 2.6 million since February.
This makes close to 9 million jobs added in 3 months after the economy lost some 22 million during the height of the pandemic. Unemployment rate ticked down to 10.2%. And President Trump cracking down on TikTok, imposing broad sanctions against the Chinese-owned social media app. The administration claims it could be used to spy on U.S. government employees and contractors. America's listening to Fox News.
CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Dalia Brooks. State Representative Will Dismukes turned himself in yesterday afternoon, shortly after news broke of his arrest warrant. Dismukes is charged with theft of property, accused of stealing from a company he used to work for. District Attorney Daryl Bailey says the amount is well over $2,500, and the alleged theft happened between 2016 and 2018. Montgomery police are investigating a deadly shooting Wednesday. Police say a man was shot and killed in the 4300 block of Woodley Square. So far, there have been no arrests in the case. If you can help, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. 67-year-old David Philip Justice, the owner of Mr. Sandman Mattress Outlet, is being charged with two counts of sexual abuse of a child less than 12 years old. His total bond amount is $60,000. I'm Jalea Brooks. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Thank you, Jingle Singers, and thank you, Recorded Rich. Here's Live Rich. It's going to be a hot one out there today. We all know that. It's been the most debilitating kind of heat over and over again every day, and it's actually going to get a little hotter over the weekend. With a high temperature today up to about 96, heat index over 100, there could be an isolated storm. In fact, there will be some isolated storms on the radar. It's really good, Joey. Try it. Tell me what you're thinking at the end there. Low tonight down to about 74. The rain chances, again, 20% or less today. And I think widely scattered storms at best over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, with highs in the upper 90s. And we'll be near the danger range on the heat index. And the rain chances get a little bit better Monday through Wednesday. Right now this morning, well, let's see. The main airport has not reported yet. So let's take a look at the last report, which was 78 degrees, almost 79 degrees. Again, we're probably in the low 80s at the moment. The airport report has not come in yet here at 904. So that was...
What did I just put in my mouth?
I think it's called Bottega.
Botarga.
Botarga. And it that on the top there, you see that on mm-hmm. the... That's mullet sacks. Mullet egg sacks.
Like the fish?
Yeah, and it's cured, and it's...
It was good.
Yeah, and the cream cheese and...
That's really good.
Really good.
I love seafood, but that's awesome.
Yeah.
The whole explanation's on my Facebook page.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, it's really tasty.
Is that the best you've had today as far as the mullet sack?
Yeah, best mullet sack I've had today. Definitely. Yeah.
Good. So, happy Friday.
Happy Friday. How you doing?
Glad that the week is over.
Me too.
Just...
Yeah, crazy week.
Lots of news yesterday. Breaking, mm-hmm. It seems like every 2 hours something, there was new news breaking. So, yeah, you know, I'm just ready for the weekend. You got any big plans? Or you're kind of a, you take it easy on the weekend, right?
Oh, yeah, I take it easy on the weekend. No, I'm still getting the house together. It's almost there. And brother's coming into town.
Oh, good.
Check out the new place.
Haven't met your brother yet. Yeah.
Oh, I think you probably have in the past, but he would have been like a kid.
Oh, back.
Like through my aunt, you know.
Yeah. Maybe I have.
But no, he's now, he's 3 years older than, or younger than me, so he's, what, 28 now, I think?
He's going to college?
No, he's out. Oh, he's out. Now working for a medical device company.
I got you.
Yeah, with COVID, it's just nuts getting hospital privileges and getting in right now. But it's, yeah, it's a weird time. And then his wife, my new sister-in-law, is going to medical school up in Decatur.
Yeah.
So I'm really happy for him that he tied the knot before I did. And I'm like, you know, it makes sense, actually.
You were roommates, though.
Oh, we were for a couple of years.
Right? Yeah.
I'm very close to my brother. And I'm very proud of him. Great guy. And, you know, we're both low-key. We'll go months sometimes without talking to each other.
Really?
And then you pick right up where you left off. It's that sort of relationship. But no, lately, in the last year or so, we usually get in touch every week or so.
It'd be nice to have a little brother. I was the little brother.
Okay.
There were four boys, and I was the youngest.
I was a good big brother. I was kind of aloof, though. That's just generally my style. I'm the kind of person who expects other people to be, you know, adult.
Yeah.
Hey, do what you should. I shouldn't have to tell you to do it.
It is true what they say about The youngest is treated a little more special.
Oh, true. Though,
what?
You know what works out?
What?
If you have multiple children and all siblings, the first child has the highest IQ.
Not in my family.
Oh. Is that right?
Yeah. Actually, generally speaking, and always exceptions to the rule, but some of it they think is nurture, not nature. It's, you know, they're really attentive to the first kid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then you kind of let the other kids. The youngest is special, but it's also like, yeah, it's not your first rodeo when he bumps his head.
Is that, is that why I'm so stupid? Jeez, thanks a lot. I'm just going to wander out of here. You guys have a great show.
No, but it's all relative. You're still at the tippy top of things, you know.
Well,
way above average.
Thank you. All right. I'm going to let you guys go.
Okay, Beefcake. Have a good week.
Oh, Beefcake. Still going with the shirt off picture.
See you later. It's going to be a good Friday. Y'all stay tuned. News and Views begins officially in mere moments.
Celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's betteratbrewbaker.com.
When you add it all up, the place to take your car for service is C Square Performance Automotive. Here's Chris Bowers, a certified mechanic at C Square.
We do it all. Oil changes, brakes, alignments, engines, and transmissions. With all the top brands of tires and the skilled professionals you know and trust.
If it involves your vehicle, C Square Performance Automotive on Madison Avenue in Montgomery has the equipment and personnel to get you back on the road fast. Plus, all work at C-Square has a 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty and no credit check financing. To make it easy, C-Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you're a state employee or work anywhere in the downtown area, let C-Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. Right now, C-Square has immediate openings for certified mechanics to work Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Excellent pay and paid vacation. Stop in and fill out an application as there are a limited number of openings. C-Square Performance Automotive. You will trust us and your car will love us. 715 Madison Avenue.
Hey, Dad. It smells really good out here. What you grilling?
Burgers and ribs. Your mom and I went by U.S. Foods Market Store. They have a great selection of meats. We picked up the sides while we were there. Your sister loves that potato salad. They even have paper goods and charcoal. U.S. Foods makes family barbecuing easy and affordable.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct. Open to the public with no membership fee Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
If you like country music and star-studded award shows, then you'll love 5-Hour Energy's CMA Awards Sweepstakes. 5-Hour Energy wants to send you and a guest to Music City to bask in the glow of music's brightest stars at the 2020 CMA Awards. To enter, buy any 5-Hour Energy product, snap a picture of the receipt and upload it. For official rules and how to enter without purchase, go to 5hecountry.com. Sweepstakes end October 10, 2020. Must be U.S. resident 18 years or older. Void where prohibited. Sponsored by Living Essentials, LLC.
Right now at Kohl's, take an extra 25% off top active brands, including Under Armour for her. Get Nike shoes for the family, $48.75 and under, and save on Levi's denim for the family. Plus, get limited contact store drive-up, and get even more for your wallet with Kohl's Cash. Shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com. 25% off Under Armour ends August 9th. Nike ends August 8th. Levi's sale ends August 30th. Offers and coupons do not apply. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Dave?
David Ernest.
Dave's not here.
The Health and Wealth Show, weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Used to remember the straight razor, you'd bang them on the curb, get them rusty, put them in a rain barrel, get them rusty.
If you get a cough, please leave the room.
What most people don't know, unlike the African-American community, with notable exceptions, the Latino community is an incredibly diverse community.
Hold on to your butts.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228. You know, back when I used to work Parks and Rec in the summer, there were a couple paydays where this song would come on the radio.
I bet.
It was a good day. It's like, yep, we're getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
Tighten up on that backstroke. Welcome to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. Eddie Bader here in the house with us. He'll be manning the phones. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. And yeah, did Joe Biden actually say that? Did you hear that, Eddie?
I did hear that.
Let's play it again
I had to hear it more than once.
For those on Valium, let's play it again so they actually catch it.
What you all know, but most people don't know, unlike the African-American community, with notable exceptions, the Latino community is an incredibly diverse community with incredibly different attitudes about different things.
Okay.
So where do you start breaking that down at?
I don't even want to touch it. I think you just let it lie, you know? Like, when you show up and your home has been broken into, and there's stuff strewn everywhere, and something's been taken, pilfered from your domicile, you know, you probably want to call the authorities before you start touching anything yourself.
True.
And so when I hear that tape from Joseph Robinette Biden Jr.
Was it that yesterday?
Yeah. And then earlier in the week, we've been covering so much of the local stuff here.
Yeah.
And again, the mayor's race in Prattville.
Hot.
Hot. Hot. There's also one in Millbrook.
Hot.
Hot. Man, people like talking about their mayors and their leadership.
Yeah.
You know, I do like the local small town politics, or I've grown to like it, because you can actually sit somebody down.
Oh, yeah.
Who's running to have power. Not much power, but enough.
Enough, yeah.
And you can actually talk to them, or people can say what they think to them. It's, you sit across the table, you meet face to face.
Right, and they have to, like it or not, they kind of have to answer your question. You're sitting right there.
Right, and then, of course, the other one, I'm sure you've heard it by now, the Biden cocaine comment.
Yeah, that's kind of one of my favorites right there, Joey.
Yeah, like, what in the world? And you know what? What really strikes me is not so much exactly the content of what he said. It's also how he's saying these things. Let's listen to
that. Hi.
No!
Hey, that's Stacey Abrams. Isn't that the governor of Georgia?
The rightful governor.
Vice President, your opponent in this election, President Trump, has made your mental state a campaign topic. And when asked in June if you'd been tested for cognitive decline, you've responded that you're constantly tested in effect because you're in situations like this on the campaign trail. But please clarify specifically, have you taken a cognitive
test? No, I haven't taken a test. Why the hell would I take a test?
Yeah.
Come on, man. That's like saying you, before you got in this program, you take a test where you're taking cocaine or not. What do you think, huh? Yeah. Are you a Joni?
What do you say to President Trump, who brags about his test and makes your mental state an issue for voters?
Well, if he can't figure out the difference between an elephant and a lion, I don't know what the hell he's talking about. Did you watch that? Look, come on, man. I know you're trying to goad me, but I mean, I'm so forward looking to have an opportunity to sit with the president or stand with the president in debates. There can be plenty of time. Mm-hmm. And by the way, as I joke with him, you know, I shouldn't say it.
No,
I'm going to say something
I probably shouldn't say.
Anyway, I am very willing to let the American public judge my physical and mental fitness. Fitness.
Wow. Not been a good week for Joe Biden.
Came out of that basement. Guess where he's heading?
No, he's still in the basement.
Oh, well, I was going to say he's getting a little bit deeper in the basement now.
He's just being, you know, he's doing these interviews from the basement. Man.
Yeah.
And, you know, Trump has not had a great week in these sit-down interviews either.
Better than that, though.
Like, seriously, Trump bragging about the cognitive test he took? Like,
well, the only reason
I think part of it is to goad Biden.
Yeah,
yes, of
no
course.
Doubt.
Of course. I think the same thing, maybe we should move the election.
Exactly, Joey.
To get people to talk about it.
Exactly.
That's how he thinks about this stuff. Actually, the interview with Geraldo Rivera was interesting.
That we'll probably accept the nomination from the White House. It'd be best for security. It'd be low cost, you know. And
Nancy Pelosi yesterday, herself... What is it with us, our leaders, Trump, who's maybe more capable than the others, but Trump, Biden, Pelosi. Let's just take those three, because Schumer's just kind of a sad sideshow. Yeah. He really is. But let's just take Pelosi, Biden, Trump.
Okay.
Can we get a lucid sentence from these folks? Are these really the people in charge? You know, it's one thing to be talking about... Hey, who's going to be the next mayor of Prattville? Who's going to be the next mayor of Millbrook?
Okay.
How's the mayor of Montgomery doing? But these are, what, Montgomery's a mid-sized city?
Sure.
Little bedroom communities, Prattville and Millbrook, and it matters to the people who live there, and people rightfully are concerned about who's leading us in this municipality. And that's great. But these people have trillion-dollar budgets at their disposal.
Yep.
They have massive decisions that affect all these municipalities and bedroom communities around the nation. What in the world is going on with this country?
Well, I got an idea on that, Joey. The whole cognitive test and the can they get a complete sentence out? Do you know the ages of Trump, Biden, and Pelosi, by chance?
They're all in their 70s, I presume.
No, they are. Pelosi is 80.
What? She's 80?
She's 80. Biden is 78. Trump is 74. Now, granted, to me, those are all people that are a little bit too old for me to be running the country, but that, hey, it is what it is.
Well, here in Alabama, we have a cutoff, right? If you want to be a judge.
Right, thank God.
You have to be younger than 80.
Right. But these, all three of them, and Trump included, when they ask him about their cognitive skills, they get very defensive.
Yeah.
As I would guess any... one in that age group from 70 to 80, and I think I would be one of them. But how much of a difference do you see between a 74-year-old Trump and a 78-year-old Biden?
Oh, a massive difference.
And then an 80-year-old Pelosi.
Yeah, Pelosi. Compare Pelosi to when she first took over the House, first became Speaker. I guess that was in 06. Somewhere around there, after they were hammering George W. Bush on the Iraq War. Compare her from then till now. Compare Biden, say, back in 2012, exactly, debating Paul Ryan to where he is now. Or just compare Biden to last year. It really... Do y'all not remember the primary debates?
You want to do a push-up?
Yeah, challenging the guy when he's doing that town hall. Oh, yeah, man, you want to do some push-ups? Yeah, I remember the kids coming up in the pool and the Rusty Razors and Corn Pop was a bad dude. And it's not necessarily even the content. Again, folks, if you listen to Biden, it's that flat tone and blah, 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 blah. Whereas Trump's more like great talk radio, I know, folks. But I'm trying to relay that the way our leaders of this supposedly free world, not so free in the pandemic, are communicating with us and with one another.
Right.
What in the world, I ask again, is going on in this country? Is America just going senile? Let's mail it in this November? Good God. 272-9228. Yes, we're aware of the local news as well. We'll get into that. Wherever you'd like to go, 272-9228. Let's see.
Chris on one.
Hey, Chris, welcome to the show.
Hey, man, what's up?
I'm just trying to figure out what the hell's happening in this country.
I know. You've been taking cocaine. You get your drug test before you came out?
Actually, next question, please. No, I actually...
Come on, man.
I've been doing the Hitler course of treatment. A little bit of heroin, a little bit of cocaine and meth.
Doing some meth.
Yeah, and I feel euphoric and like I could conquer the world.
That's right. That's right. And you got your SS all whacked out on goofballs, too, huh?
Right, yeah. It makes us very competent in battle.
Yeah, man, that's right. Straight as edge. Hey, well, first of all, I think now Biden's having to come back on his comments about the Latinos, the blacks not having, not being diverse in their thought, and Latinos are more diverse. I mean, it can't get any worse than this guy. I mean, I can only imagine people in the Biden campaign are now in a panic mode saying, dear Lord, please do not debate Donald Trump.
Oh, exactly.
Please do not. He'll lock up like a bad engine. It's unreal. It's actually sad, and I think they need to go ahead and personally thank James Clyburn, because that guy was the one that pushed him over the edge to win the nomination, or supposed nomination.
It's like you read my mind as you were saying that. I was queuing up. Did you see the video of Clyburn? I think this is on Fox and Friends recently, where he's asked about people burning Bibles in Portland.
I have not.
Yeah, let me play this for you. It's short. Listen to this, Chris.
Everyone's for peaceful protest. They're burning Bibles in Portland instead of holding them on the bridge like the peaceful protesters did in the 1960s. How do you make that comparison?
Well, I don't know anything about burning Bibles.
That's another thing that's out there.
People, everybody's got their own religion. And I know the Quran. I know the Bible, both New and Old Testaments, very well. And so just because somebody may believe in the Quran, that's their business. So burning a Bible doesn't do anything about burning down a federal building. I don't know if I've seen, maybe y'all know something I don't know. What federal building has been under threat? Who attempted to burn in a federal building? What I saw in Michigan.
It's been unfolding in Oregon, with all due respect, Congressman. You may be watching other networks.
Wow.
Right.
Number one, what the hell was he talking about? Like, people are burning Bibles. What is your response? Well, I know the Quran. I know the New Testament. I know the Old Testament. Well, actually, I'm just taking the same course of drugs as Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi, and we don't make any sense anymore.
Exactly.
And what federal courthouse? I mean, kerosene balloons. I mean, those don't set fires. Like, what the...
Man.
Yeah.
That's terrible. It's sad. I mean, this is the one issue that the Republicans got to beat them up on. I don't know if you saw the hearing with Cruz and the illustrious dimwit from Hawaii.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I mean, she would not condemn Antifa.
Nope.
I mean, I'm not going to condemn it. I'm going to embrace Antifa and you know, and all the destruction they lay. But by God, I mean, we're talking about SS. I mean, Antifa is just nothing but the Democratic stormtroopers. BLM was the Democratic stormtroopers. Unfortunately, there's people that had good intentions and probably said, you know, there are some issues with the police and all this. But they were taken over by a bunch of Democratic extremists. And that's what the Democrat Party's become. They're the extremo party. I mean, you know,
right.
You know, that's what they do. They burn and destroy. They destroy. If you look at anything, though, liberal Democrats now, anything they touch is destruction. It's absolute destruction. The cities, the states, the counties, the school systems. I mean, it's absolute destruction.
And what's crazy is you'll see, say, these aldermen, Democratic aldermen from Chicago, come on networks, and they seem like reasonable people, but they refuse to actually damn their own party for terrible policies. It's nuts.
Well, you can't get off the, I hate using the word plantation, but I mean, it truly is. It's a group of people they can't leave. And because they know if they leave, their power structure is gone. They'll be admonished. They'll be destroyed. And in those areas, if you're not a Democrat, you're not part of the game.
Right.
I mean, you're just not part of the system. I mean, you just can't do it. You can't go to live in Chicago and be a Republican in inner city Chicago. That ain't happening.
No.
Well, and honestly, I'm at the point where I'm tired of everybody, whatever their race, whatever their background, thinking the way you get rich and make it and find success in this country is you work the system, and the system gives you something, or you control the system. To hell with the system. How about you leave me alone and the rest of my fellow Americans, and we'll make our own way in life and succeed or fail on our own merits? How about that?
Well, if we do that...
Well, how much money do you think has been made off this pandemic playing the system? How
just
many
locally?
We might even have a story here locally where someone's made $500,000 off of masks. You know? And I appreciate Bailey going after somebody, and I'm getting into this.
Yeah, sure.
That if Dismukes did do what he did, go for it. But I'm really disturbed if this is all political. We don't go after people knocking statues down, right?
Right.
We don't go after NPS people stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars, right? And then Nia Blanchard's killer was let loose.
Yeah.
Right.
But by God, we're going after this guy that something happened 2 years ago, which if it did, hey, that's his problem, not mine.
But it sure just looks smell so fishy, political. Chris. It smells.
And let me ask
fishy.
You this, too. You know, there's a story I just read, and it was kind of ironic. That George Soros is sending money to district attorneys all over the country. Hmm. I want to know, is Daryl Bailey taking any Tides Foundation money or any money from the FPLC or any other group?
That's a good question.
I'm telling you, I think it's a great question. But he is unwilling to come on the radio anymore and answer questions. He's a good man. I thought he's done a good job. But, man, the last couple of years, buddy, he has fumbled the football big time. He needs to be answered some questions out there, but he's unwilling to do it because he's playing a political game with the law, and I think it's disturbing.
Well, the timing of this arrest for Will Dismukes is interesting and a little suspicious to me, but I'd want to see what the case is because this has to do with a time period when Dismukes was an employee, right, 2016 to 2018. The complaint apparently filed in May 20th. So the timing is interesting. I would want to see, you know, if he did it, then that's, okay, go after him. But I want to see where that case goes.
And I'm scared, too, that they're using this.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to use this as some type of political tool to go after. Here's this white kid, you know, Nathan Bedford Forrest, rebel flag in the background, beat him up. It's just weird how this guy's become a big target. And the legislature's going to tell him to step down. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
Will, but I think they're going after him because he's an easy target.
Easy target. He
said easy target. Oh, my gosh. I mean, you got a picture with him and his family in front of a rebel flag, buddy.
Yeah.
In politics today, in 2020, that's a death sentence right there.
I hate to say it, but you're right.
Well, Chris, I appreciate the call, man.
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah, y'all have a great weekend, guys.
You too, buddy.
272-9228, 272-9228. If you want to get in the program, this part of the program brought to you by New Look Decorating Center, Benjamin Moore Authorized New Look Decorating Center. They're at 6237 Atlanta Highway here in Montgomery, Alabama, right where Bell Road dead ends to Atlanta Highway. When you stop by there, you'll see it. It says Benjamin Moore New Look Decorating
Quality
Center.
Paint.
Little strip center there. You can call them also at 271-0007, but I suggest you stop by and say hi to Brian Carr, the owner, paint specialist over there. Manager Brett Lanham, he's a paint specialist in his own right. Both of them, the whole team, they have the expertise to make that inspiration of yours to repaint the bedroom or the kitchen, or maybe the whole exterior of your home. Well, they can make that inspiration a reality. Because sometimes you don't know exactly what you want. You might have a general idea. That's where their expertise comes in. And they really do have incredible, high-quality Benjamin Moore products and paint stain supply, all sorts of choices for color selections. It can, you know, say you're going to do just the bedroom.
Yeah.
You want to keep some continuity to the theme of the home. You don't want it to be jarring. Well, they can help you with these sorts of things. Whether it's a do-it-yourself project or you're contracting it out, make sure to get all your paint and stain supplies at a local place. Great local business you can build a relationship with over the years. New Look Decorating Center. Again, call them at 271-0007, 271-0007, or visit their showroom at 6237 Atlanta Highway here in Montgomery. Thank you to New Look Decorating Center for being a great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to call us, and that's exactly what Penny did. Hey, Penny.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Penny.
Hey, I'm driving, so in case I start breaking up, you can just hang up on me because that's...
Okay.
But anyway,
thank you for giving me the trap door there. I appreciate it.
You're so welcome. Hey, I wanted to tell you something. You probably don't know this. You probably don't know this, but I am the baby of five, and I am the most intelligent because I'm the only one with two bachelor's degrees. So I just had to call you out.
I'm just saying that maybe you're the special exception to the rule.
No, she's not. I agree with you, Penny. I'm five of six, and I'm certainly the smartest and best looking in my family. Shut up, Joey.
That's a lie.
It helps to be on radio. I can't.
Yes, it does. I've got a face for radio.
I'm being facetious. I'm sure you're good looking. Okay, so this is my comment, and then I'm going to hang up and let you guys tell me what you know about it. All right, I wish the paycheck protection money that we sent out, I wish it would be revealed, and maybe you guys can tell me if it is, who got what, how much, because I would love to know how many of these small businesses still kept their doors open and got money, kind of like double dip, because I have seen some small businesses where they only worked like minimum hours during that close down, you know, and they were like chiropractors, and yet I wonder how they afforded that when they're the breadwinner for their family. You know, it kind of makes me wonder if they doubled it. They wanted to work a little bit, but then they got that money.
Well, no, I think the idea of that protection program was that you kept your doors open.
Yeah.
It would help you cover payroll and, you know, overhead expenses to keep your doors open, whether you know, if you couldn't because...
Whether you tried to work or not.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it gave you, essentially, if you kept people on payroll and you put it towards business expenses, they're going to, you know, it's a forgivable loan,
right?
Whether or not you're still serving the public. Depends on the business, of course.
But I'm sure there'll be some audits that happen randomly. I'm sure people will call and say, this guy didn't do this, guy didn't do that. And there are some severe penalties. If you don't, you got to pay it back. But if it's open fraud, I know they're going to be arresting folks for that.
Yeah, if they find it anyway, right?
True.
And then I was going to say, you know why Pelosi and all the other idiots are not having a problem with all these riots and protesters and all this looting and everything? Because stop and think about it. They're just like them. They have no emotional intelligence or emotional maturity. Look at what Pelosi did when Trump was doing the State of the Union, where the little child in her ripped the pages up behind him. Oh, my God.
And then she aggressively clapped.
Yes.
It was the year before that.
Yeah, she acted like a little two-year-old.
Yep.
I mean, they're so used to pitching a fit. I mean, it's like, really, have you people ever grown up?
Or is she so old
and I can't even believe we haven't got rid of her.
And see, but I like the trend here, and I've done this for years, Penny, and everybody out there listening, is that we, the people, are better than these politicians. Yeah, but who's the one who votes for them?
We the people.
I think when, as we criticize all these politicians for all the crazy crap they say and all the crazy stuff they do, we should maybe look in the mirror and go, oh, I think they do, in fact, represent us pretty well.
I know. I can't believe she's still there. I don't know how the hell she's still there. It just blows my mind. Okay, now I'm going to pose a question to you.
Oh, no.
Have we not ever had a presidential candidate who had Alzheimer's or some type of mental defect like Biden clearly does?
Near the end of Woodrow Wilson's tenure, I know he had issues. FDR had it, but FDR's, I don't think, were brain related. I mean, it was a whole body thing. Right. He was deteriorating in general. I think at the end of Reagan's tenure, there were questions.
Rumors and things, yeah.
But
yeah,
I can't think of anybody else.
I know. Do we have any laws in place that address that?
We have the 25th Amendment.
25th Amendment.
Yeah. So okay, refresh my memory.
If a president, it can be a vote. I'm doing this off the top of my head, but if the president is incapacitated in some way, now it could be the president gets shot, isn't completely dead, but say he's in a coma, or has some major medical procedure, will be out, down and out for a little while, or maybe they are mentally incapacitated, can't fulfill the duties of the office, then it would be a vote of cabinet. Cabinet members could give power over to the vice president.
Well, I'm totally with you on the VP always steps in place if something happens to the first one. But I'm talking about just in general, as far as being a candidate in the running. I thought you had to be. I mean, I guess I can't believe we haven't put anything that addresses health, mental health.
No, the standard is the people.
Remember Ross Perot's vice president nomination guy that was like Admiral somebody who was. He was like a pirate. They found
I don't really remember him. I remember the Phil Hartman, Dana Carvey skits. Where am I? Right. That's him. Admiral Stockdale?
That's him.
Where am I? Who am I?
Yeah. Exactly. Well, at least Joe ain't there yet, but he's getting close, man.
Oh, my goodness.
You want to fight tonight?
Isn't the minimum age,
35? 35,
yes.
Yeah, that's why Joey's getting ready for his run.
No, stop it.
I know, Joey. Hurry it up. Hurry it up.
Right.
And I'll vote for you. And he's very intellectually stimulating. I'll vote for him and give him a chance. I would. Well,
happy
I would
to stimulate the public.
That's right. You do that very often.
And so why don't we have a cap on the end age? I'm beginning to think we need to
I think the dirty truth to that.
Because the old folks are running it?
Oh, no. It's because when they made those rules before, like Supreme Court justices for life, these sorts of things, people would die. People would die. And now, because of modern medicine, people are living long lives, and I love it. I think of my grandparents and great aunts and uncles, and I'm happy they're still around. But when it comes to political stuff, I don't think the founders expected people to be living and running things. Very rarely were people into their mid to late 80s. So,
You know what? I think that's a good analogy. I just think you might have that correct. It's a good analogy. You did a good job.
No, thank you. Thank you.
Have a great weekend, guys.
You too. 272-9228. Opening up the show here on a Friday. News and views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. My co-host Jack Campbell will be video conferencing in here before too long. Eddie Bader and the house man in the phone.
Uh-huh.
We'll be right back. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program.
River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Hey, Allie, what have you learned from these crazy times of sheltering at home and social distancing?
Well, Dad, among other things, I've learned how much I miss seeing my friends, worshiping in person, and of course, I'm reminded how wonderful it is to be in good health.
No kidding, Allie. And I think our family might have also discovered that there is no such thing as eating too many homemade tacos.
Come on, Dad. You know you have loved the extra family time.
We have all enjoyed the extra family time, and we can all agree that every day of good health is a day to rejoice in the Lord. This is Al Crosby of Crosby Electric, along with my daughter, Allie. And we have been reflecting together on how we want to say no to normal moving forward. We remember the words of our brother Paul when he reminded us, don't copy the behavior of this world, but let God transform you into a new person. Wow, don't we all want to be new? Say no to normal.
Are you ready to go mad for Mercedes? Then come in and play at Wind Creek Wetumpka, because this September, we're giving away a 2020 Mercedes-Benz C300 sedan. You can start earning entries now. Then join us Saturday, September 12th, starting at 5 p.m., when you can win free play, cash, or a brand new Mercedes-Benz C300 sedan. So go mad for Mercedes, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
What are you talking about? Gold at over $2,000? Are you nuts? Bring your stuff to Marguerite's. We're going to trade you out. We're going to give you a check. We're going to give you cash. We're going to give you diamonds. We're going to make you something beautiful out of your own stuff. You've got to do it. This is an opportunity. A lifetime is the right phrase, but let's do it. Bring it to Marguerite's. We're in a Peppertree shop. We're on Vaughan Road, and we will trade you, give you a check, or make you something brand new. Thank you.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like the Vacnado 2000. A Wi-Fi connected vacuum that uploads Dust Bunny data to the cloud for real-time optimization. Whatever that means. But really, it's just a very expensive doggy chew toy. With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
At Capital City Body Works, they're not satisfied until you're satisfied. If it's auto body repair, glass, or upholstery, they do it right. They work with all insurance companies and have a lifetime warranty on repairs. Call Capital City Body Works at 271-AUTO.
Scenes of chaos, violence, and destruction. They're playing out in the streets of cities across the country. New York, San Francisco, Portland. What do these cities have in common? They're all sanctuary cities that harbor illegal immigrant criminals. In the Senate, Senator Doug Jones joined Washington liberals like Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and voted against cutting off federal funding for lawless sanctuary cities. By refusing to take violent criminals off the streets, sanctuary cities put us all at risk and spread anarchy. It's time for Senator Doug Jones to listen to Alabamians who support the rule of law instead of Washington liberals. Call Senator Doug Jones at 334-792-4 924. Tell him to support S1644, Stop Dangerous Sanctuary Cities Act, end federal funding for sanctuary cities. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back.
Since you got a hold on me and you burn me, baby, burn me.
You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get on the program. Let's go right to the phones and talk to JD. Hey, JD.
Hey, good morning. How are y'all?
Doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm trying to put to bed a rumor. I don't know. It's a rumor because I haven't confirmed or the validity of it or not. But I've been hearing a lot that if these mail-in ballots wind up for the presidential election as the same way that they did in New York, as to where, you know, they didn't have an election winner fairly quickly.
Right.
That Nancy Pelosi would take over as president until the ballots were done.
If there, I know in the Constitution, if there's a tie in the Electoral College, it's up to the House. But I don't believe she would take over as president.
Well,
if it's I don't think it would happen.
Well, as from my understanding, and this is what I'm trying to figure out, from my understanding, the way they're wording it is, if they do not have a conclusive winner within a certain time frame of the election, that until they find a conclusive winner, she takes over that role, not permanently, but temporarily, until they find a conclusive winner.
Oh, God.
If that's true, I need to double-check that. I don't think it is true.
I would definitely like to double-check it, because I don't know if it's true or not. And
well, no, because you know, Trump would be president until the new president's sworn in.
Right.
In January of next year.
Well, that is true. But think about this. November, December, January. That's just a couple of months. Look how long it took for just one state to try to find a winner.
Yeah.
And you're looking about an entire country. I could see that trying to count all those ballots could easily take 6 months, especially given Florida's record. I could foresee something like that possibly happening, to where she actually, if it's true, that she could actually be in control for a good 3 or 4 months. And I don't see that being a good win, but I don't know if it's true or not. That it was brought to me, and I said, well, I want to find out the validity of it.
I don't think it is true, but we can always double-check, but I don't believe that's true.
I would definitely love you to double-check, and I hope that it is not true, because at this point right now, I almost feel that the Democrats are throwing everything they can out there, whether it be NRA, mail-in ballots, COVID. They're using everything they can to kind of distract from the fact that they're going to try to slide something in under the radar that's going to, you know, undermine everything. I feel like they're trying to slide something in under the radar, and I don't know what it is. I just have an eerie feeling about that.
Well, we shall see. 272-9228. Appreciate the call, JD.
All right. Thank you, Joey.
Let's go to Clint. Hey, Clint, how you doing?
Good morning. Good
morning.
Hey, you talking about Will? I don't know what his background is.
Will Dismukes?
Hell, that man is, sir.
Will Dismukes?
Yes, sir. About this situation with him with the Confederate flag. Why can't we just put that flag in a museum? That's where it belongs. You know, we're not the Confederacy anymore. We fly the stars and stripes. You know, if you want to fly a rebel flag in your front yard and your car, I mean, I guess you have the right to do that.
You do.
But that's history.
Yeah, and I feel the same way, Clint, in this sense. I think it's fascinating to learn, for instance, about Nathan Bedford Forrest, his military tactics, how it influenced commanders for generations. And it's also interesting to learn about, okay, how was the Klan started? It's one thing to learn about history. It's another thing to celebrate particular people, which makes me say, why are you celebrating those particular people? But also people have a right to do it, though, too. I'm not looking to cancel anybody. I'm more like, that's foreign to me. Why do you feel that way?
I agree with that. I agree with that 100%, young man. You know, I have a military record of my grandfather that fought in the Civil War. I have a whole company roster that he fought with. I have that.
Mm-hmm.
And he fought in Port Deposit. And he fought in the Battle of Montgomery. And our family's from Conecuh County. But, you know, the Confederate flag, just stick it in a museum and just and don't tear down our Southern heritage. It is what it was. You know, we got a lot of people out here that support the South. And just let it be a museum. You know, Confederate Park, if you don't want right. you do not want to attend, then don't attend. But don't try to come in and say, we need to tear this down. But we have family that fought during that war. You know, and we have memories about that. You know, we have the right to keep our heritage going just like you do.
Sure.
You know, so... And your last call, I agree with him. You know, the Democrats, they're going to throw everything out they can. And I think, you know, saying the votes of the Electoral College, if there's a $200,000-$300,000 1,000 vote difference, the president stays president until it's decided. Pelosi cannot take over the presidency.
Right. If there's a tie, then it's decided by the House. But that's only if there's a tie in the Electoral College.
Yeah, you know that ain't going to happen. Never has and never will. But Pelosi would never become president It will be worked out, and the president will stay president until it's decided.
The only way she becomes president is if both Trump and Pence somehow croak, keel over, die.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Accidentally.
Yep. All right. Have a good day, guys, and have a good weekend.
Take you care, too, Clint.
272-9228. Let's go to Red Top. Hey, Red Top.
Hey, guys. You know, this whole conversation about Pelosi is so stupid because the president's president till Inauguration Day.
Right.
I mean, give me a break. People need to dig into something else. This is just pure stupidity. Let's show some intelligence here.
What do you think about the guy that came out, Red Top, and said that the Trump might need to get the military to get him out of White House because he doesn't want to, he might not want to leave?
No, yeah, good. They said that. They say that all the time about people they want to leave.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's usually what they say really reflects on themselves, not to the ones they're saying it to.
Yeah, and you know the thing about the Confederacy, I am the son of a Belgian immigrant who lived in German occupation. The Americans liberated, and from the time I can remember, she was insulted by the whole Confederate flag, the whole thing and all that. She said, I just left Europe where America liberated me, and these people around here are doing this Confederate stuff.
Right.
She said, I'm insulted. It's the whole thing is un-American, and this would have been, I remember her saying this as early as 1957. You got to get over things, and there's no great history in the Confederacy or the Civil War. And anybody that glorifies it is just a damn idiot. It's about, like George Wallace, I'll tell you, there's a program about getting to space and Alabama's role in it. And they're up there in Huntsville showing all these great things and Kennedy up there. And then they show a clip of George Wallace. And standing at the steps of the University of Alabama, and he says, segregation here, segregation now, segregation forever.
Right.
That was the only clip from Alabama politics. Mm-hmm. It was so embarrassing. And I remember the day he did that. I was embarrassed. And he was an embarrassment. He was racist. Nobody needs to glorify that. Or the Confederacy. Get over with it. America's a great place. Alabama's a great place.
The only thing I would push back on is be careful looking at all of that complex history of the Civil War or the life of, say, George Wallace as a morality play boiled down to a few moments in, say, Wallace's life. And also, you know, when you have a Civil War where hundreds of thousands die and what the culminates in the end of slavery, the expansion of the franchise of freedom. I think there's a lot going on there, and there is a lot to learn from it.
There's one thing going on. He's a severe racist. He felt that way. He meant it. And I saw him do it, him and Lester Maddox. And you ain't going to tell me it's right and there's any excuse for it. I'm sorry. Nobody gets away with that. Mm-hmm. And as far as Joseph Robert F. Biden, very quickly, whenever he walked out on the stage, and he looked just like Grandpa McCoy with that tick in his walk. You watch him. You never watched the McCoys, did you, Joey? You're too young for that. Eddie might have.
Yep.
And he looked just like Grandpa McCoy. The man is really, really old looking. He's old beyond his years, and Donald Trump is young beyond his years. So, no comparison, guys. Can't wait till the debate. Trump's going to chew him up, spit him out. He's going to look really bad. And he still don't know who his damn vice president is. So we got a great thing going for us with Donald Trump, the only cognizant person to run this country. Thank you, gentlemen. Y'all have a good weekend.
Thank you, Red Top. 272-9228. 272-9228. John, hold your position. We'll be right back with more news and views from 9 till noon.
Say, let me be.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the corner.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The heat wave not only continues, we're getting actually a little hotter over the next 2 or 3 days. For today, with a high temperature in the mid to upper 90s, the heat index will easily be 100 to 105. Yeah, there'll be some isolated storms around, but again, the chances of seeing one are very small, about 20% at best. Then tomorrow and Sunday, high temperatures in the upper 90s, heat index close to the 105 danger range. Your odds of getting wet are not very good. There'll be some widely scattered storms around, but only a few lucky communities will get one. And then the rain chances do tend to get a little bit better by Monday and Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens from Montgomery Paint and Body. For over 35 years, the Turner family at MPB has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better, after a collision. And for just about all those 35 years, I've entrusted my vehicles to MPB because I know they will do it right. Donnie Holly and Brandon Turner are open at this time to take care of your vehicle repairs. But a lot has changed since MPB opened their doors. Insurance companies do things differently when it comes to a claim for body repair. To help save time, MPB asks that you call ahead to schedule an appointment to come in. By doing so, they can discuss your provider's procedures and save time when you stop in and help get your repairs moving quicker. For me and thousands of others, from little fender benders to total body repair, MPB has repaired our vehicles good as new, maybe better. The Turner family is praying that everyone stays safe from COVID-19, but they also pray your drives are safe. When you need Montgomery Paint and Body, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
Hello, sports fans. Chris Cleats here, stepping out from behind the sports microphone and standing here today in front of the office of asset preservationist David Artist. I've been talking with a few people here, and sir, you told me this is your first time visiting David Artist. Why did you wait so long?
I got hairy legs.
I see. Well, ma'am, I understand you made a long trip to get here. How are you feeling?
I don't feel no ways tired.
Well, how about you, ma'am? Do you have time to talk with me today?
I'm gonna get me a beer.
Well, okay. Ma'am, do you have anything you'd like to say?
Don't mess with me.
Right. Well, they probably came to see David Artist because they know he has nearly 40 years of experience as an asset preservationist. He's going to take care of your money like it was his very own. Call him today at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Sir, would you like the final word in this interview?
I'm going to beat Joe Biden.
Call David Artist today and somebody get me out of here.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Let's quickly go back to the phones. 272-9228. Talk to John. Hey, John.
Hey, good morning. I had a question in reference to one of your earlier callers talking about the delay in the election, counting all the mail-in ballots, which I understand. My question is,